situation.
Today's reading is from 1 Peter 4:12 to 14 and 5:6 to 11. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in so far as you are sharing Christ's sufferings, so that you may also be glad and shout for joy when his glory is revealed. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory, which is the Spirit of God, is resting on you. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves, keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith. For you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I was in my first semester in college, just finished it, when Bart Simpson came into all of our television homes. Anybody ever watch The Simpsons? That has been on for 37 years. It's the longest running scripted American TV series. It's 10 years older, longer. It's been around 10 years longer than Law and Order Special Victims Unit. That is saying something. So about 7 years into The Simpsons, I began my internship at the North Hills Community Baptist Church. And our head pastor, Pastor Tim, his favorite show was and is probably still The Simpsons. And Tim's kids were very young at the time. And I remember Tim saying, he always used Simpsons illustrations in his sermons. And so I think he'd be very proud that after 37 years, I've even titled a sermon after The Simpsons. But he said he loved watching The Simpsons with his kids because they were enticed by the cartoonish look at it, but they weren't old enough to understand exactly what was being said. So today, if you look at the sermon title, you'll see that what I hope we'll consider today, the reason why Homer Simpson is different from God. And there is more than one difference. But there's one really major one. And that came to mind when I was reading again the letter from Peter, 1 Peter. Lynn read a portion of it here. If you were with us just a couple of weeks ago, we looked at another passage from 1 Peter. And this letter can be described in a way as a pep talk. It's definitely a love letter. And it's a letter written to people living in many different places in Asia Minor, but all of them resident aliens, isolated without rights, all of them on the margins, vulnerable people, people without a real home. And the biblical scholar John Eliot described this letter as that which gives a home for the homeless. Because when folks first heard or read these words, they may hopefully have been taken into their hearts the comfort and the encouragement that the author intended. I want to focus on verse 7, chapter 5. You may know it even by heart. Cast all your anxiety on God, because He cares for you. God cares for you. And you can put your own name in there. God cares for you, Cliff. God cares for you, Debbie. Now, it's a sweet statement, isn't it? And if I asked Mr. Cliff to type that verse into the Google right there, you know what you would find? I know, because I did it. You would find that verse on keychains and t-shirts and bookmarks and coffee mugs and necklaces and wall hangings. And some are 20% off right now. But I gotta say, I don't know about you, but I know about some people who are very dear to me, many people who have shared with me. I know for myself, sometimes it's really hard to internalize that God cares for you, for me. And it was hard for the ancestors living in the first century. And I'm sure it was hard for our ancestors living through the Black Death and colonization of the Americas, World War I, the Spanish Influenza, the Great Depression, World War II. Sometimes it's hard for us to internalize when we get that phone call in the middle of the night with horrible news that changes our lives forever. It's hard for us sometimes to believe that God cares when we hear someone say to us that the disease is aggressive. When someone says, "I'm leaving you." And I'm sure we could finish those sentences with our own personal heartbreak. God cares? Well, my beloved, the simple and truthful answer is yes. And that brings us back to Homer Simpson. And if you aren't familiar with the Simpsons, Homer, he's the father figure. He is the father. And he's mostly depicted as a bumbling, slow-witted, beer-guzzling, donut-eating goof, and he has the attention span of a gnat. But the Simpsons' eldest daughter, Lisa, she takes after her mom, and she's a thoughtful student, and she's a thoughtful human, and she has a tender heart. And in one episode, she comes home from school and she is devastated because she's found out that her beloved teacher has taken a job in another town and he'll be moving on. And Homer asks her, why are you so glum, Lisa? And she explains this. She says, the best teacher, the man who helped me believe in myself again and believe in education. And Homer just says, who cares? To which Lisa says, I knew you wouldn't understand. And Homer's indignant. Hey, just because I don't care doesn't mean I don't understand. And that's the thing. You can imagine what Lisa thought when she heard that. I bet you can. Because maybe you felt that way too. Because as human beings, we've been loved imperfectly and we've loved imperfectly. And there have been times in our lives when we were going through and maybe felt very alone. Does anyone understand? Maybe. But does anybody care? Maybe those times, if you've ever woken up at 2 or 3 in the morning with anxiety sitting on your chest like an elephant, or you've walked through the mall and seen the smiling faces around you while you're carrying your grief and your anxiety, and you're thinking, am I the only one who isn't living my best life now? Does anybody care? Does anybody care and understand? Well, this letter, the author of 1 Peter, it's a reminder that indeed, the whole Christian story demonstrates that God does care. And in fact, as we know God best through the person of Jesus, God understands, because God loved us so much that God became one of us and experienced what we experienced, the pain and the loneliness and the isolation. So we believe in a God who both cares and understands. But how do we make this more into than just a bumper sticker or a button? How do we experience the understanding care of God? How does that show up in the world? When Jesus, the person, has ascended, will we do that through one another, my beloved? That's what the church is. It's not the building. It's not the steeple. It's the people. And we love and try to love one another. We're going to do it imperfectly. And we may not be able to understand one another's particular pain, but we can keep trying to be as caring and loving as possible, to stand alongside each other. Compassionately, tenderly reminding one another that no child of God carries that anxious heart alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.